And welcome, everybody, to RP Grinders, episode 638. I'm Frank, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen, how are you? Nothing?
Okay, I guess.
Yeah. I know Break's just like, I'm just
saying. I've had some up and downs this week.
Ah, well. How about you, Breakman? You all right?
I just hear a PS5 or 4 turn on.
I don't know. Not mine. That's for sure. Maybe it's yours, Eric.
Maybe it's MXT's.
Hey, Breakman, ask me how my
week... The baby's calling you for you, MXT.
Yeah. Hey, Break, ask me how my week went.
How did your week go, Frank?
Shit. Shit.
Were there babies involved?
Oh, so you mean literal shit.
Well, quite possibly, Breakman, but I'll talk about that in a minute. Freak Five's in chat. We've got a lively chat already. Break was trying to crank one out before the show started. Is that true, Break?
I don't try shit, motherfuckers.
Right. He's a Class A expert.
Do
on,
or do not. There's no try.
Right.
He's a Class A.
Or don't even work.
Right. He's a Class A Western gripper on this show. You know what I'm saying? thinking about, let's see, okay, there you go. All right, I got caught up on chat. I was just kind of carried away. But anyways, gentlemen, we'll talk about our week more in depth here later, especially me. I've got plenty to go on Stinko, so you guys are going to want to stick around for that. Let's get started with the news here.
RPG News.
All right, Eric, what do we got?
Okay, from RPG site, we've got Solasta's Crown of the Magister has got a date. Anyway, or Magister, I don't know how that's supposed to be pronounced. I think it's Magister.
Magister, yeah.
Because I've been watching Ben 10 a lot, and then that was a term that came up in that.
Yeah,
surprisingly enough, they're basically cops. But anyways.
Hold on, Eric. On that point, you mean they kill minorities and beat people up and harass them?
No, these are more like the cops we imagine they and wish they were.
Oh, okay.
So, like, you mean the police cops. I mean, the movie television police.
only this dude was, like, a lawful good type, so, like, he was almost a stickler for the rules, so fault.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
You'll see its full release. Release on May 27th for PC via Steam and GOG, and it comes a full year after the game released on Steam Early Access last October. No words on console releases, but apparently had a Kickstarter campaign, so that's something I didn't know about this.
You know, I'm looking at... yeah.
It says, "Will you, I need to buy the game in Campfire?" No, because early access games, you get the game, and then it's an early access, and then it stops being an early access. You don't have to buy it again.
Yeah. I'm looking at the trailer for this, and although I like isometric type games, obviously I'm the guy on the show that doesn't like tactical type games. You guys are more the tactical types, but it looks good. But the problem is it's so dark. Like, this is even darker than Diablo, and I thought Diablo was a pretty dark game.
Diablo can be.
Yeah, I mean, crank up that gamma.
Yeah, yeah.
It looks like they highlight the enemies and stuff in Diablo, but why is everything dark? I mean,
yeah.
Anyways,
we want to look dark and scary and stuff like that. Yeah, but I want to be able to fucking see.
Right.
The rest of this is Q&A session, but it does say it's going to be about 50 hours long.
Yeah.
And you may or may not reach that entire or finish the entire game in that, and which means it might actually last longer or shorter, depending on what you decide to do.
Wait a minute.
So halfway through, you're like, fuck it, I'm done with this quest, just walk away. Game.
No, it's more like you might beat the game before you see the rest of the content, and then at that point, you might not care.
Yeah. I'm in agreement with Breakman. Like, if you got a really good-looking game, which this game looks good, I mean, don't darken it up. I don't know if that's like a tactic to save some type of memory or what.
We've only got a couple of photos to go on. So
I think it's a artistic type thing. Like, they want it to be scary
and
dark
gritty
and stuff.
And
like,
yeah. No,
yeah, yeah, like, we want to take advantage of your fears of the dark. Right. Well, it doesn't take advantage of my fear if I can't fucking see what's on the screen. Mm. Obviously, I can see what's in the room around me, but I can't see the fucking screen.
Yeah.
That's not scary. That's just irritating.
Yeah. Let me get cut up on the chat real quick. Apparently, I didn't know that, but DSP got caught on camera jacking it, I guess. Was that Twitch or what was that on, man? Because that's kind of serious. Let's see. Wyland, we got that story.
Wow.
Yeah. Excuse me. We got that story later, Wyland. We'll cover that.
No, games try. It's not in there.
Yes, it is.
No, you're thinking of Getsufuma then.
No.
Oh, Freaks is in chat. Yeah, games try to make you adjust till you can barely see some symbol. I'm like, fuck that. I want to see what I'm doing and make the symbol as visible as possible. Yeah, I try and make it visible too.
I make it more. I don't go all the way because then it kind of washes out the colors and stuff. But I'll go a couple notches up because I do. I want to see the detail. You know, I'm not.
Yes.
Yeah, I want to see detail. I'm not into
be able to see the blood and the see close up fangs and the decay on the monster and shit like that.
Right.
They're like so dark and I'm like, what the? I can't. I guess that's the bad guy, you know?
Right. Yeah, I don't like that either. We talked about it on the show before, but all right, Brake, what do we got next?
Coming to us live from RPG Site, Deep Silver announces the Battle of Steeltown narrative expansion for Wasteland 3. Well, that's pretty straightforward article right there. Let me see here. I'll give you a little bit of description of the game. The towering factory complex of Steeltown manufactures all the tech and keeps Colorado running and the patriarch in power. Trucks, armor, weapons, and robots, but delivers from Steeltown have stopped cold, and all the patriarch is getting from Abigail Markham, Steeltown's leader, are excuses. When he sends the Rangers to investigate, they find a place as a powder keg with the fuse already lit. The workers are striking, bandits raid with impunity, and nobody is allowed through the gates, not even on the business of the patriarch. Without help, Steeltown could crash and burn for good and take Markham with it, but maybe that's just what it needs. The Rangers will have to decide that for themselves. Mm-hmm. And here's some bullet points. Traverse the Steeltown manufacturing complex alone or in co-op in this epic narrative expansion, take on challenging new quests, face off against new robotic enemies, and solve the mystery at the heart of Steeltown, however you see fit. I'm betting I'm going to get to kill that bitch.
Why'd she got to be a bitch, man?
It's colloquially.
Yeah, colloquially.
It doesn't matter who it was. Whoever I kill is going to be the bitch. Tactical combat is taking to new heights with new mechanics like devastating telegraphed attacks, stacking status effects. I like that. Elemental shields and non-lethal weapons letting you solve Steeltown skirmishes in brand new ways. You mean without killing people?
Those effects are actually really, really cool looking in this game. I mean, it's another strategy game, which I'm not into, but I am impressed with those effects for sure.
I'm interested. Combat and gear scaling means that both new and returning players can enter Steeltown during the playthroughs for a level appropriate challenge with story and cast of characters that adapt to decisions you've already made. The Battle of Steeltown expands the base game with new enemies, weapons, armor, and world map encounters. Gee, really? Music supervisor Mary Ramos and composer Mark Morgan return with original scores and new post-apocalyptic inspired covers.
Hey, Eric, you remember what I said about people mispronouncing my last name?
Mm.
Breakman just pronounced my real last name wrong. And I don't care. Mary Ramos. Breakman Ramos.
Well, you don't know that's how she pronounces it. She could go differently.
Yeah, probably, man. Let's see. Let me read Freak5's LOL. He says, one coworker told another coworker that he should play sports. That coworker's name is Forrest. He replied, I don't want people telling me to run. That's pretty funny, man. He originally tried to say he was scratching his leg. I've heard that one before. I was just scratching my leg, man. I mean, you know. Yeah,
my
more
pants
like
were down because I was trying to get to it, and it was in, and I was bending over in that position with my mouth open because
and I was just moaning because, you know, it felt good to scratch my leg.
Yeah. My eyes were rolling back in my head because it itched that badly.
Hey, Breakman, you ever see that movie, I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker?
Yeah, I got it.
I love that movie. And one of my favorite scenes, the guy was, like, getting attacked, right, by that woman that turned into a demon. And then he's, like, screaming, right? And then the guy comes around to help him out. And he's like, you know, hey, what happened, man? Are you all right? I heard you screaming. He's like, I wasn't screaming. I was whistling. He goes, you were whistling? You were whistling, get this bitch off of me?
Also, the platform shoes with the fish in it.
Oh, God, man.
That is the best sight gag ever.
I love that movie, man. I think it's one of the most underrated movies, especially in comedies that there is. There are plenty of vids of it on YouTube, Weiland says, about that whole thing.
I don't want to see them.
I don't either.
I just wanted to know that he did it. That's enough for me.
Right. It's never leaving the internet, exactly. All right, let me read the next story coming to us from RPG site. Konami announces Roguevania, Getsu Fuma Den, Undying Moon.
Yeah, that's a far cry from Golden Ghost.
Yeah. Let's see. So they announced it. It's a 2D action game with visuals inspired by traditional Japanese art. Official website there, and it'll be $24.99. That's not a terrible price for a game that's coming to the Switch.
What's Roguevania? Because isn't that just an action game?
Yeah,
I think it's what Chasm is, where the game's randomly generated maps, but it only does it once and at the start of your save file, and then it's static for the rest of the game.
I like that. That's actually a better idea than procedurally generated all the time.
Or it's got some kind of procedural generation of some sort.
It looks, I mean, the art style on this, if you guys check it out, it's the game's name one more time is Getsu Fuma Den, Undying Moon. You guys got to check out the visuals on this. It's like things I've never seen
before. This is a remake really of good. An old Famicom game that never got a localization.
Yeah, it looks really good, man. I mean, it really does. The art style looks like absolutely incredible. So I'm hoping, this thing gets good reviews. I'll probably be checking this one out.
They say it's a roguelite, so I'm almost guaranteed. I'm wrong about the my first guess, it's randomly generated levels, but bosses are set and checkpoints are set, and the power up and level progression is set.
Yeah, that's disgusting, Weiland. That's just really, really disgusting, man. Didn't even wash up, man. What a dude. Okay, Eric, let's go on with the next story. This looks great, though. Check that one out, at least for the visuals. It's really, really good. You guys still there?
Looks like it's got a bit of Souls on it.
Yeah.
Maybe Hollow Knight.
Yeah, maybe. All right, Eric, what do we got next?
We've got Trails of Cold Steel 1 and 2 for the Switch has been dated for Japan and Asia. Japan, July 8th, and Asia... No, Japan. Okay, that's the first game, and the second game is August 5th.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's good news.
I'm wondering if they'll get localized.
I kind of think the Trails games are a little underrated, in my opinion. I don't know. I've always felt like that. Like I always thought.
Just whatever you do, do not go to the Falcom secret group. There's a bunch of questionable people there. I'll just say that much.
Yeah. Well, I mean, coming from you, Eric, you know that's Take Eric's advice, but oh, by the way, before I forget, and I'll try to plug it at the end of the show as well.
I'm only still sub to them because they're useful to me for fan translations of Trails games we don't have yet.
Yeah. Just before I forget, guys, Eric actually has some reviews. They're up on the RP Grinders feed, right, Eric?
Yeah.
All right, check out those audio reviews. I'm gonna check those out later too.
Rising Revengeance, Bravely Second, and Yakuza Like a Dragon.
Yeah. Okay.
Still the best name game.
Yeah.
Like a dragon.
Like a dragon. It's sort of like a boss, but like on a whole new, better level.
Yeah, exactly. Like
a dragon is a boss, dude.
Like, oh, you're a boss? Like, fuck you, I'm a fucking dragon, motherfucker.
Right, right. I mean, the dragons were always the most exciting thing about Game of Thrones, man. Holy shit, the dragons in Game of Thrones were badass. Okay, Breakman, what do we got next?
Coming to us live from RPG site, Fantasy Star Online 2, New Genesis Global Closed Beta Test announced. So I guess all you really need is to know the dates. Start date, 5/14, 8 p.m. America, Chicago. This is going to take place between the 14th and 16th of May. register before or starts on April 21st. This is going to end on 5:16, 9 p.m. American Chicago. I guess I mean Eastern or sorry, Central Time.
Yes,
I guess.
Yes, it'd be. Are you? You're on Central Time, aren't you, Brake?
I'm on Eastern Time.
Oh, on Eastern. Okay.
Yeah, I'm on East Coast. Platform Windows 10 PC, and registration starts 4:21, as I previously said.
Okay. This is actually kind of exciting. More Phantasy Star. So there you go. It's coming to all the systems.
And
good.
They've always been good to like beta testers as far as like you know loot. Continuing shit like
I don't
that.
Know if it says anything about Western servers because they only just got Phantasy Star Online 2 not too long ago.
Does it say anything about Western Grip servers is what I want to know.
Oh, God. Let me double check.
Freak says the boobs were more exciting than the dragons. That's kind of true, Freak 5. There's some really nice ones.
Yeah,
on
that's always true.
Oh, wait, here it is. Testing information, they are American servers, America, Chicago. That's the start date and end date.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Pay attention.
And it's apparently only Windows 10, though, so you can't get it on Steam.
Do you even, like, listen to me, or am I talking to myself?
I was reading things, sorry.
Hey, how dare you accuse me of not listening to you, Breakman? I always listen.
Huh?
Now.
What? What did you say?
Son of a bitch. Okay. Anything else on that break?
No, that's it.
All right. Next story comes to us from RPGsite.net. Bullet Hell RPG Arkvale launches for Nintendo Switch and Steam this summer. I kind of said that with too much gusto, huh? Let's see. And that's about it. And I'm looking at the trailer. It looks old school RPG Maker-ish with the kind of a Zelda twist, but more of a Bullet Hell. What does this game remind me of? It reminds me of like, what the hell was that game? Undertale? Eric?
Nights in the Nightmare, you mean?
Maybe Nights in the Nightmare. No, I'm thinking more.
Was Undertale the submarine game?
No. Undertale's an RPG.
You're thinking of... You're probably thinking of Enter the Gungeon, maybe.
Yeah, no, that's it.
No,
that's the one.
Oh, he is? Yeah.
Yeah. That's the one. It looks a lot like that to me.
I don't know what I'm thinking of.
But, all right. And that's the story. There's some key features. Play your way. Augment your characters via badges.
The submarine game? You're probably thinking of In the Hunt, which is a shmup.
Okay.
No, I wasn't thinking of that one. It was for Xbox Live.
I don't know. Let's see. Mastery's key. Build your own arsenal. Explore the world and discover the truth. So,
In the Hunt was fun, by the way. I like In the Hunt.
Yeah.
You can buy that as part of the arcade archives. I think it's available on all platforms. Break. Especially the Switch. Yeah. So you can get on the Switch and play it portably.
Hey, there you go. I like the look of this game. I'm not too into bullet hells because they're really hard, but I'd give it a go, man. Looks pretty fun. I wish they had a price on it, but whatever.
I wish I could see the video on it.
I think Arcade Archives has enough entries on the eShop that it should have its own section, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. The video it basically looks like an RPG Maker 16-bit style bullet hell like dungeon game break. So I mean, it looks cool. I mean, one of the characters looks like what's his name, Orko from He-Man.
He-Man.
So can't go wrong with
this.
That
basically looks like Enter the Gungeon if Enter the Gungeon was not a roguelike.
Yeah exactly. Okay, Eric, next story. Let's get through this.
Next story is Ender Lilies as a date. Ender Lilies Quietest of the Nights launches for PC and Switch on June 22nd, PS4 on July 6th, and Xbox later in 2021.
Okay, you remember, Break, we were talking about dark games and stuff? This is a dark game done right, because you can see detail, but it still looks dark. You know what I mean? But it also, to me...
I'm really excited about this because I was worried that there wouldn't be console releases anytime soon.
Yeah, it looks good, man. I mean, it looks really good. You know what it sort of reminds me of?
A sucker for Souls and Manias.
Yeah, I know, man. I really like games like... they're hard for me to play, but like Salt and Sanctuary, this sort of... it's got a better art style, I'd say, than even Salt and Sanctuary.
And you're playing as a loli.
Yeah. And it sort of reminds me of the art style Child of Light. I don't know if anybody's ever played that, but
I don't know. That's a little softer.
Yeah, it is a little softer, but it's along the same lines of art style. You know, I'm not saying it's as dark or as light as that, but you know, it looks sort of like that. Looks good though. I think it looks really, really good. And Ender Lilies, check that out. Anything else?
It's out now, but it's in early access, so it will finish early access this date.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else on that, Eric?
Nope.
All right, Break. You're up.
Coming to us live from RPG Site.
Ooh,
Chris Tales, woo, launches on July 20th. Chris, during today's Nintendo Indie World Showcase, publishers Modus Games and developers Sick and Dreams Incorporated.
Uncorporated. Yeah.
I like that. Chris Tales, woo, will launch on July 20th for the PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, Nintendo Switch, Xbox Series, Xbox One, Xbox Game Pass, Google Stadia, and PC. And Steam, Epic, and
it's sort of, you know, Jesus. It's got an interesting art style as well, but it looks like, to me, you know, like those Kim Possible, like, cartoons?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
sort of like style. That, sort of, the best way that I can explain it. I always try to give people that are listening on the archives kind of a visual, audio.
Trigger did the animation for, I think it did the animation for the game.
Yeah, it looks good.
The opening animation.
I mean, it looks good. It's a turn-based, so that's always good. And it's coming to all the platforms, so something to look forward to as well. Chris Tales, ooh. yeah. Anything else on that Break?
No, that's it.
All right, next story comes. Sure, yeah. Next story comes to us from Gamatsu. If my link will ever load. Here it is. World End Economica Complete launches April 22nd for Switch, later in 2021 for the PS4. And that's about it. I don't have much. Okay, here's... Oh, there's the video. Jeez, I didn't even know that they had a trailer listed there. But anyways, in the far future on the moon, humans have begun to colonize. A young boy named Haru has been chasing his wildest dream. His dream is to stand where no man has stood before. Well, get off the moon, because somebody's already done that, bitch. And in order to do so, he needs capital, a ludicrous amount of capital. What better place?
No, he actually wants to go to Mars.
Oh, okay.
And you need money to do that, and he grew up on the moon, so that's why.
Yeah. Oh, okay, gotcha. What better place to get that amount of capital than by using the stock market? Because we all know how great the stock market is for regular people.
Yeah, that's why he went to the moon. Like, everybody in that world went to the moon to leave Earth, which was a failed state.
Yeah.
And the moon's kind of already becoming that, too.
Yeah.
Because humans fail to learn.
Well, I mean, capitalists...
So because it's always the greedy the greedy people always find their way to the top.
Boobs.
And nobody is ever around to hold them accountable, I guess.
Yeah. Boobs I have consent to touch are even better. Breakman, I like your point, man, but I hardly ever carry cash.
So I reviewed the first two chapters, and I never got around to reviewing the third. I still need to do that.
Yeah.
But
well, that's another idea for the
I'm going to be buying the Switch version, so I'll just review it then.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, let's see. I think I did this story, so Eric, you're up next. This is... oh, man, we're going to talk about this one.
Boo! Boo!
Netflix's Castlevania is airing its final season next month.
We didn't get a warning that this would be the last season. Boo! Boo!
We got a tease that it was happening, but they didn't tell us it was the final season.
I actually think it's bullshit, and I think they should have did two or three more.
I'm saying it's Netflix's fault.
I agree. I think it is next. Now, obviously, it's Netflix.
Read the article. Let's get into this.
All right.
So Netflix Castlevania series is set to air its next season in May, and it will also be its finale. One report indicates that it might not be the end of the Castlevania universe on the surface, however.
Oh, that's good. That's really good.
And following promo reviews is May 13th, and some blah, blah, blah. So basically... So there might be another Castlevania series, but it's not going to be called Castlevania. It's not going to feature Alucard and all those other characters.
Yeah, why would it feature the best characters from...
Well, it might feature Alucard, but it'll probably
maybe
be in a...
maybe Simon?
Simon Belmont? Yeah. I could see that. That'd be really
cool.
That'd
be cool. Yeah, I mean, I can understand him wanting to end this as, like, ending this timeline and maybe moving forward as another series.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. The way it's written,
or backwards,
it sounds like it's
doing Simon.
Yeah.
Well, the way it's written, it sounded like, well, this is just canceled. Like, oh.
Yeah, I know. Like, they canceled it, but maybe they have more plans. We'll see, man. I mean, I talked to Eric before you got on break about this real quickly, briefly, but the big point that I was trying to make is I kind of understand why they're getting rid of it, because, like, it's not as profitable as some, like, if you look at, like, what Amazon is doing with Lord of the Rings, you know how much one season of the Lord of the Rings series is going to cost, Breakman? Take a wild guess.
$10 million.
Multiply that by 45 and you got your answer. It's almost a $500 million for one season. So they, I mean, that says to me that they're banking that that's going to rake in at least $1 billion or two, you know, between sales and whatever it is on the service and stuff like
marketing
that.
Marketing and everything.
Marketing,
else.
All that stuff, you know. So, I don't think the margin was that big. As awesome as Castlevania is, there's no way that Castlevania is bringing in, you know, $100 million or something. You know, it's not. Just
I can't believe you said Netflix.
Netflix, pretty much, man. Netflix is Netflix the Fox equivalent of?
No, the Epic Game Store equivalent. Although you could argue Epic Game Store is just the Netflix equivalent of gaming, because they're throwing money at a bunch of things and they don't know how to deal with it.
No,
Netflix,
I think,
is basically the station I pay for while I wait for the next season of the shows I like Castlevania.
Yeah, exactly. And then after Castlevania's done, guess how long I'm keeping Netflix? Like, not, I'm done. You know, I'm,
let me see.
I'll probably sub to Netflix. There's still anime I want to watch, but I'm probably canceling my Gamefly subscription to do that.
I've seen almost everything on Netflix worth watching, man. There's, I mean, I haven't checked out Witcher yet, so I got that to do.
Witcher's good. You have to pay a lot of attention, though, because it's a split timeline series, so there's like three different timelines, and a lot of people are confused by that.
Gotcha. I'm okay with that going into it if I know, you know. But I don't know. But you know, Netflix, I think, is making a mistake, but hopefully they'll bring back Castlevania in some form or fashion. Okay, anything left on that? Who was that?
Show me the Richter story.
Yeah, exactly. All right, I think Breakman.
They need some explanation of why Dracula shows up in those other stories.
Breakman, was that yours?
He was bored.
Yours or
no? That was Eric's. Either that or
terrible humans wanted to resurrect him. He's like, why did you bring me back? Now I have to force someone to kill me again.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, you people! That'd be the ultimate
joke. Is why he loses every Belmont, because he just wants to die, but he needs to put up a fight to make it look
like he wasn't a wimp or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Assholes.
It was machismo more than anything. You know, it's like, I got to keep my rep intact. You know?
I got my image to work.
I also like the idea that his wife is in hell because the church's priest, the corrupt priest, has the power to just condemn their soul to hell.
I tell this all the time on
because
the show.
Because I don't see her being a person that would go to hell otherwise.
I agree. I tell this story all the time on the show about how I just watched that one episode from season one over and over. I think it's called Monument, and it's the last episode of season one. And I think that's one of the greatest pieces of anime I think I've ever seen in my life. It's so good. So good, man. I think I've seen it 10 times, Breakman. 10 times, man. Okay. Next story. Go ahead, Break. I'm sorry.
Coming to us live from RPG sites, Squinix is preparing a new Saga game. Also interested in porting remaining titles. Really? Squinix is interested in porting titles? This is new.
No, that's shocking, man. Wow. God,
not them. They never.
Well, no. It's not really shocking when you consider that Kawazu's on the board of executive directors, so he's got a lot of power. Yeah. So he can just do whatever he wants now.
I know, we were being sarcastic, Eric. You know, we were being super sarcastic. All right, well, anything else on this?
As a reminder, Romancing Saga was first released for the Super Famicom in 1992. Only the 2005 PlayStation 2 Minstrel Song Remake was available in North America. Saga Frontier 2 was released on PlayStation Japan in April 1999, and the West in the West in 2000. Unlimited Saga came out on PlayStation 2 in Japan in December 2002. In the West, 2003. Wow.
Now, Unlimited Saga, yes. Unlimited Saga needs to be heavily reworked because a lot of it was just not good. And Minstrel Song is probably the one that they're planning on remastering because it's a much better version of the original game. And the original game was not good either.
Yeah.
But Saga Frontier 2 is probably going to get the same treatment that Saga Frontier did because there's not much about it that was wrong to begin with. It just needs some touching up.
I'm looking at the video. I don't know what game is playing, but
is Saga Frontier remastered that came out a couple days ago.
Okay, it looks good. I mean, this is something that I would play. I never played the Saga games to begin with. But
I think the biggest problem Break had with the game is not knowing where to go, and the game tells you where to go now.
Hey, is this true, Breakman? MXT remember. Says, wait a minute, Simon Belmont's story was already told in Captain Anna.
Oh, fuck off, Captain
Anna. Oh, man. MXT, man.
He was such a vain asshole in that show. God.
Yeah.
It was the Captain Anna show, like, oh, hey, let's take some of your favorite characters and trash them as much as possible. You'll love it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, anything else on this break? All right, that is it for the news. I know there's a new sale on PlayStation. There's a bunch of games for under $10. I didn't go through it. I'll probably do that in detail next week. Breakman, anything on Xbox that you know of off the hand?
Not really. I wasn't paying attention this week.
Freak 5 says I want to see the Alvin and Theodore Belmont story. What about Simon? Oh, yeah, Simon. Okay. Let's see. Breakman, I'm pretty sure I can hit your music, right? All right, dear Breakman, what do we got?
We had a couple questions. We had three questions last week, and we only did one. We did the most important one, obviously. I think we helped. We helped some ugly chick-a-lade. This one comes from Bernie. She says, each of you say, I like body butter better 5 times fast. Dear Breakman.
I think I bite myself trying to do that.
Body butter better. What? That's it? Body butter better? Butter.
Okay. Let me tell you the story behind this. I can't remember what we were talking about, but she said better body better.
We were talking about lotion.
Oh, we were talking about lotion, and she was talking about body butter.
And we had edible.
Yeah, body butter and beyond. And then she goes, I like body butter better, right? And she kind of messed it up because anybody would. It's a tongue twister. And I'm like, say that 5 times fast. And so she did, and it came out like blah, 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 and I was laughing so hard, guys. You have no idea. I wish I could have had it recorded. It's pretty awesome.
And
so.
not so high because
so what flavors of butter did you like? I think these are the pertinent questions we didn't know.
Yeah. So go ahead, Breakman. Your best shot at saying that 5 times fast.
Body butter better.
Mm-hmm.
Body butter better.
Fast. All
body
in a row.
Body butter better. What do you mean? This isn't fast to you?
No, fast. Fast, fast, fast. Say it. All right, Eric, your turn.
Nailed it.
You did. You nailed it.
What? I think you broke my brain. What was
it? All right, I'll try it. Let's see.
Oh.
Body butter better. All right, Eric, your turn.
I already kind of did it.
Okay. All right, we've proven we're complete morons and we can't do it. So there we go. What's your next, dear Breakman?
I'm be broken now. I'm sad. This freak, he was not happy that we didn't really get to answer this question. If you go into a business just to use the bathroom to drop a deuce, should you buy something before you leave?
This is an interesting and an important question because I've had this happen to me before. Like, have you guys ever been on the road, right? And you had to poop so bad. Like, there was no other way. I don't normally like going.
I've only done it once.
Okay. Okay. I've been in those situations, and I always feel guilty, like, just running into a but the problem is convenience stores are fucking expensive. So, yeah. Like, what are you going to buy? Like, a piece of beef jerky for $8? You know, like, it's crazy. You know, it's like, I don't know.
I've never been to a convenience store to go to the bathroom. I've only been to a restaurant.
See, that's the key there. See, Eric is correct. What you want to do is you want to stop at the McDonald's,
right,
the Wendy's, the White Castle, whatever. And that way you can lock the bathroom door and stink it the fuck up. Make sure you don't wash your hands, and then you do not buy anything.
I've never stank up a restroom.
You're doing it wrong.
Right.
I was going to say, I forgot what I was going to say. You blew my train.
That was pretty good right there, man. Eric, I got to give you credit, man. That was a good one.
So let me see. Well, I take that. You should always wash your hands, even if it's you know, in somebody else's disgusting bathroom. You should bring gloves with you if you're going to go into a public restroom at all times, and a flamethrower just in case.
And a grenade. You always need a grenade.
Well, you don't have to.
A bath bomb.
A bath bomb. Throw it in the toilet.
I recommend your own bottle of Clorox too. If you got that. Yeah.
Yeah, I you're doing it wrong, Freak Five says. I agree. I've always had that issue too. But like a restaurant, no problem. Like a McDonald's. Although now with the pandemic, none of those bathrooms are open. So they're like, fuck you guys, go home. You know, it's like but before all that shit happened and you could easily go in, hell yeah, Burger King, McDonald's, whatever, go poop or pee, whatever you got to do, man.
And then as you're walking out, employees ask, hey, how can I help you? Have a nice day, something like that. You tell them, fuck off. And,
you know, business. You tell them, leave me the fuck alone. I just had a mental breakdown. And then you walk out, you know.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks. I don't think that toilet back there works anymore. Have a good day.
Do you guys have a plunger? You might want to use it, you know. Stuff like that. Yeah, there you go. I think that's pretty sound sage advice, Breakman. Yeah. You know?
Exactly how many rolls of toilet paper are we allowed to stuff down your toilet, by the way?
How many rolls? I'm sure that would endear you to whoever has to clean that mess up. Hey, Eric, what do you say, Eric? Do you feel obligated to buy something when you go pooping?
No.
That actually reminds me of one of the times I was working in a...
The only time I've ever actually done that after going to the bathroom is, you know what, I feel like getting a Frosty or something.
You know what? My stomach's a little lighter now. I think I could use a Frosty, you know? Yeah, I can see that.
When I worked in an arcade, we went to clean the bathrooms one day, and this guy was in there for like an hour. He had one turd that was clogging up the fucking toilet.
Oh my god!
I poured a whole damn bottle of like Clorox down, you know, like the drain opener down it. tried plunging it.
Hey, Beavis, I just left a 9-foot poop in the toilet.
Yeah, it was wrong. It was a natural. Guy's an asshole.
Well, okay, check this out. Have you ever been to a bathroom where you look at the toilet, like, you know, public bathroom, and there's like that one big poop that won't go down, and you're like, how the fuck did that come out of anybody's ass? You know, it's like, holy shit, that looks like they gave birth to a poop, you know, like thick.
Yeah, chances are it was one big pile that just turned into a snake.
It became sentient. Oh yeah. My god.
Maybe it was one of those long, like soft serve style poops.
In Blue Dragon.
Hey, don't flush me. What? Yeah. Who said that? Oh my god!
It's the poop golem from Dogma.
Yeah.
Right.
That's kind of strange, Freak Five. I'm not gonna repeat that on air. I'm sure you don't want me to say that, but that's weird, man. Like
oh god, the shit. Yeah. Thinks that's what.
But damn, one bathroom. I mean. Okay, big accomplishment owning your house, Freak Five, like outright, but like try like you know.
This reminds
like,
me, Kevin Smith sucks. Fuck him.
Try putting a another bathroom in there, man, if you can, like an addition. You know, take out a small loan and put
get
in another
outhouse,
bathroom.
Man. All you need or is an outhouse,
yeah.
And shovel.
Yeah, exactly. It's like Tail and Ducker or Tucker and Dale, whatever you say, Tail and Ducker.
Right. I heard there was a story earlier this year about somebody who went to use an outhouse and they it felt like they sat down and it was like suddenly it hurt like really bad, so they looked down and there were like two eyes looking back at them.
Ah!
There's a fucking bear in the goddamn outhouse. Like,
you gotta
the
be kidding
outhouse.
Me, man! Holy shit, that would holy hell.
Who trained that bear to shit on a toilet?
Like growling happens and you think it's just your stomach and stuff, but fucking bear. Jesus.
Yeah, she got scratched pretty bad, but it wasn't like life-threatening or anything like that. But still, it was like, holy shit. Like, what? Talk about the worst experience ever.
MXT.
You're most vulnerable. You get scratched by
right.
a bear.
Right. MXT is lying in chat. He says, I grew up in a family of 4. We all know that's a lie. You grew up in a family of like 20, MXT. We only had one bathroom. Thankfully, we had woods behind the house back then.
Only had one bathroom.
Yeah, I mean, you know, whatever. It helps,
I have
like...
to ask MXT, is your family Catholic? Because that might explain why there's so many.
Yeah.
It's not coming from a family of Catholics, and we were a family of 5 kids.
Yeah, yeah. All right, anything else, Breakman?
No, I think we've done a good job today. I think we've saved people. Obviously, you don't. If you're using somebody's bathroom, they owe you the courtesy of cleaning up after you.
Yeah, exactly. 2 points. First, there weren't any cleaning supplies. The bathrooms at work had a new sign in the stalls today. It says to clean up the bathroom after ourselves and that cleaning supplies were available to clean the stall before we leave it. 2 points. First, there weren't any cleaning supplies. And second, don't they have fucking...
Someone forgot to resupply.
Yeah.
Sounds like a half-baked strategy to me. Like they're like they had this big initiative, like let's do this, and then they didn't get
second. Here's the second point.
Oh, second, what the fuck mess was made to make them put up that sign?
You're the guy who works with the Jizzmeister. Just saying.
Yeah, exactly. It could have been the Jizzmeister. Oh no, the Jizzmeister left. I think, man. You know?
I know, but that rule probably became that like. One, somebody had to go in there and like, I'm not touching that. You touch, no.
Speaking of jizz, we'll be talking about a movie I watched a little bit later. No, it wasn't a porn, but okay. All right. Anything else, Breakman?
No, that's it.
All right. Let's
move. This porno you watched.
It's not porno.
It's not, but it's got a kind of a porn twist type thing to it. So I'll explain later. But anyways.
Inquiring minds want to know.
I bet inquiring minds want to know what I'm talking about.
I've said the ladies at the work say it was probably something in the women's bathroom. I would like to say that as many bathrooms as I've cleaned working for different companies, the women's bathroom was always more disgusting.
Right, right.
Always.
Yeah.
I do not understand it. You women, like, you just throw your tampon wrappers wherever and shit. It just, ugh.
Yeah.
You'll put your dirty fucking pads back, like, in that thing with the where you're supposed to put like the new ones out and shit.
Yeah, women's bathrooms are pretty bad, man. You would think that oh my god, Freak Five, it's so ironic Freak Five is saying in chat, and I'll talk about it in a bit, but continue on. What have you been playing, Break?
Oh, what I've been playing, some more Fallout 4 mostly, and a little bit of on the phone. I forgot. I played Pac-Man 99 also. A little bit of that. It's not as enjoyable as 35 was. It doesn't give me that revenge edge. It seems like it's always the same thing every game, whereas Mario 35 at least had on the weekends. They'd have like a different event, try and change it up.
They might do that with Pac-Man, you know,
hopefully,
sometimes.
Maybe. They got to do something because it was the same thing over and over again. I mean, which is what Pac-Man is, but it was just, I don't know. Didn't catch me like Mario 35 did.
Yeah.
And the other thing I've been playing is Fallout Shelter.
Ooh, okay.
I wanted to play something new on the phone, and I didn't want to play something that's... since I'm not playing South Park anymore after I lost my phone, I decided to not pick it up anymore because I just didn't want to play it. I don't want to have a daily game anymore unless something happens.
I agree with you.
I'm sure I'll come across another one that I want to play daily again.
I agree.
Now it's nice to be free of it.
Yeah, so. Breakman, I couldn't agree with you more, and I'll talk about it when I talk about the games that I've been playing. So,
okay.
What else have you been playing, Break?
Yeah, so it's kind of nice to be free. I enjoyed South Park, but I played it so much. It's just it's really nice to be able to go have your time playing other games.
Oh, dude. Okay. Good point, Breakman.
So that's it.
Very, very great point. Eric, what you been playing?
I've been playing more Pokemon Ultra Sun, and I started up Persona 5 Strikers today.
Cool.
Didn't get very far, but that's what I've been doing.
How's that so far, Eric? Just real quick, Persona 5 Strikers.
If you took a Warriors game, but you made it, if you took a Persona game, but then you made all the battles play like a mini Warriors event.
Each
fight, then it's that.
Okay.
So suddenly it's not an RPG, it's a fucking butt masher.
Yeah.
No, there's still RPG elements, because if you hold R1, you'll pull up your magic and techniques menu, and then they'll show you the area of effect it's going to cover before you do it.
Yeah.
So it pauses the game for you when you do that, you aim with your gun.
That's good.
So if you need to take a pause from the action, you could just do that.
Yeah. Let me get caught up on chat here. Freak5 says...
Also, when you hold R1, you can switch personas, too. So it's and easy.
That's cool.
It's like a more highly evolved form of what the Devil Summoner games for the PS2 were trying to do.
Yeah. All right. Let me get caught up on chat here. Freak5 says, it's been over a year since the Jizzer guys last struck. I have enough coins to pay for
that
two.
That he knows of.
Yeah, I have enough coins.
Even after they fired him, he still shows up outside the building every once in a while.
Exactly, on the side during in the windows, you know, stuff like that. He's like the DSP of Freak Five's world. Johnny, okay, Wyland says I have enough coins to pay for 2 years of Nintendo Online. That's kick ass, man. That also means you spent a shit ton of money.
You never bought anything.
Yeah,
I spend that shit almost as soon as I have enough to buy anything.
Yeah. Freak5 says, I've been playing Final Fantasy Online, Breath of Fire, and Pac-Man 99. So there you go. All right. I've been playing...
And I didn't know you could pay with Nintendo Online with that stuff.
I didn't know either. That's pretty cool. He never got fired, Freak5 says.
I think maybe with reoccurring you can't, but like maybe if you just bought two additional years, you could. But I didn't know you could do that.
Jizzergeist never got fired, Freak5 says, Break. So there you go. That's kind of weird. Break, you still there? Are you on mute? I don't know. maybe we lost Break. Shit, I don't know. Oh yeah,
he says Final Fantasy Online. Does he mean Final Fantasy 11 online or Final Fantasy 14 online?
I'm guessing 11. I'm guessing. It could be 14, but I'm guessing. Okay, so Breakman was talking. It was a recent addition, Wyland says.
Oh, that's why I haven't noticed, because I haven't played my Switch in a while.
Yeah. Okay. I've only played two games, and they're not really like they're just the everyday games that Breakman was talking. But I accomplished something huge this week, and I should have put one in my Sweetos. But obviously, I play MPQ every day, and I do play Word Cookies almost every day. But the thing with Word Cookies is I was always trying to catch up to the end of the game because they only have a certain amount of puzzles. But every time I did that, I got close to like getting to the last Word Cookie puzzle, they would add like a ton more. So I was like, you know, fuck that. I'm gonna catch up to the motherfuckers. And when I do, that's the day I quit playing this game. So I think it's kind of ironic, Breakman. Breakman, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I think it's ironic that you brought up like not playing certain games like after a while because you've got enough out of them, right? And Word Cookies is one of those. So. I finally did it. I have beat every damn puzzle in that game. And the reason I'm going to stop playing is because every time they add new puzzles, they just rehash the old words. So, you know, it's just anagrams, making words from other words. And it's just, it's to the point now I'm with you, Breakman. Like, I play that game daily, and I'm freed up to play other shit now because I used to spend a lot of time on those puzzles, you know.
Yeah.
So... I'm with you 100% on that, dude. Like, that's why it was like, it rang true. So, you know. All right. Let's move on to...
RP Grinders reviews.
All right, Eric, I didn't see any reviews for you and Breakman. Did you have any reviews?
Mine are on...
Oh, That's right. Eric's reviews are on the feed, so if you want to hear a audio review of Metal Gear Revengeance, and what were the other games, Eric?
Bravely Second and Yakuza Like a Dragon.
Oh, those are great ones. So check out the feed, and they're all on there. Podbean or rpgrinders.podbean.com or anywhere you can get your, you know, our show. You know, you just listen to them. They're you know, I'm sure they're good. All right, Breakman, anything?
No, I don't have anything.
Okay. Freak 5 brought up the Jizzergeist guy, and I got a funny review of a movie called Poltergeist, the remake. And the reason I bring it up is because Bernie referred to it as Polterjizz. Not Poltergeist, Polterjizz. But I think it's one of the better remakes. I think it got a bad rap when it came out because it wasn't what the original Poltergeist is. And to be honest with you guys, I honestly think the original Poltergeist is slightly overrated. I thought it was good, but not as great as what other people think. But I really like this remake. It's got a lot of the same plot points. Sam Rockwell's in it.
I figured it was because Wayland says they give you gold coins for signing up and renewing, not for being able to spend it on.
Yeah. It's a good movie. I give it a solid 7.5 out of 10. As far as remake goes, you could do way worse than this. Acting, directing is really good. It didn't have the "they're here" girl in it, but they got somebody very similar in style and tone. I just thought it was a fun remake, man. And
there a house? This house is cleansed line in it?
No. But
that's Poltergeist good. Poltergeist 2 anyway.
Yeah. Weiland said he hated the remake. I actually liked it, Weiland. I don't know. I just like Sam Rockwell. I'm kind of a fan of Sam Rockwell. He does like off kilter, you know. Mostly independent movies and stuff like that. But I liked it. I actually liked the remake better than I liked the original, Wyland. I don't know. But okay. That's it for reviews this week. That was a quick review. And now we have everybody's favorite part of the show.
Ah, what is it?
Stinko of the Week.
All right, Stinkles of the Week. Breakman, what you got for us?
Mine goes to the increased violence that's sweeping the country, gun violence, the amount of people dying, especially in the last – this year has been insane, like the amount of gun violence. And especially cops killing, you know, unarmed children.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I didn't even put that
And suicide, that's extremely high right now over the last year. It's not really getting mentioned. It definitely needs to be mentioned.
It's a great point, Breakman, before you move on. I'm sorry to interrupt, but suicide, it was to be expected during this pandemic, man, because when people can't do what they normally do, they kind of go stir crazy. So it's completely expected. Like, I think I saw interviews with I can't remember the psychologist's name, and they said you can expect a higher suicide rate for.
I mean, our ease of guns in this country is just. I mean, that's the number one victim of or number one gun death is suicide in this country.
Yeah, yeah.
Even more than the mass shootings and then the random killings, which are still skyrocketing as of the last year. It's pretty sickening to watch. I'm tired of seeing unarmed children being murdered too by cops.
I'm tired of people being murdered by cops. Breakdown.
Yeah. Well, and the majority of these people that have been getting murdered have been unarmed.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
There's just the reasoning behind it. Like, oh my, I felt unsafe or whatever. Yeah. Or the
I thought I grabbed my taser.
Yeah, that one. Let me talk to you about that. I had an actual theory on that one.
Mm-hmm.
She was training somebody that day.
Uh-huh.
What was she training that cop to do?
Kill people.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. She was training them how to get away with it.
Yep.
She screams for it. All you have to do is scream taser, taser, taser.
Right.
In a situation like this, and you have probable deniability.
Can I take a quick aside on that point, just to kind of buttress your point there, Breakman? Sure. there is no way in hell you could have the excuse that you didn't know was a taser. Because, A...
Tasers still kill people.
Okay, so that's fine. That's a separate point.
They don't kill as much as guns do. Like, that's not even close.
Right, but you still, cannot...
I'm not advocating...
You shock them long enough where you hit them in the right area.
I've had tasers in my hand, and I've had guns in my hand, guys. And there is no possible way you could mistake a taser for a gun. There's
not a seasoned veteran cop.
And not even a rookie would make that mistake, Breakman. I'm telling you.
But she taught the rookie how to quote unquote make that mistake,
right?
Didn't she?
The taser is always on the non-dominant hand, right? So she made a mistake. It was a knee-jerk reaction. I'm going to tase you and then just shoot. And Breakman is absolutely right. She didn't care. She knew. And it just happened, you know. So you can't make that mistake. The gun, the taser is like all yellow. So when you pull that thing in front of you, you know what you're shooting. So if you pull out your regular gun and you put it in front of you, you have a clear line of view. You know what you're doing. She knew what she was doing, Breakman. You know, so no bullshit.
Why wouldn't she too? Because we're watching cops. Like, we've seen numerous videos of just this – last couple months of cops shooting unarmed black men.
Yeah, and kids now. And, I mean,
yeah, yeah.
Well, we saw that before. Kid... Wasn't it the – what was the kid's name in Cleveland, Breakman? We talked about it on the show.
Oh, Tamir Rice.
Tamir Rice, where this cop just went into the park, didn't even wait 2 seconds and shot the dude, you know, shot the kid. And their excuse was, he was fumbling.
The 7-year-old, they didn't wait any time.
Well, and this 13-year-old that they just killed, like the narrative on the conservative radio, I unfortunately put myself through it today.
Oh,
has
my
been,
God.
Like, you know, defend the guns. And this is just one out of millions of interactions the police have with cops and stuff like that. And then you go on social media and they're like, well, it's the kid's fault. Like, and this kid was a gang member and stuff like that. He was 13. Fucking 10 years old.
Yeah,
who cares? Who cares?
Cops aren't supposed to kill even criminals.
So being in a gang now is apparently licensed to kill. So anybody can just go out and kill a gang member because it's okay, right? It's okay just to take someone's life, regardless of what they did in their life or didn't do in their life or whatever bullshit narrative. You know, what the bullshit narrative in the Chauvin trial – I don't know if you've been following that, Breakman. But you know what the narrative is there?
I couldn't – there's no way I could sit through the defensive trying to justify the video. Like, we've seen the video. We've all seen
Do you know what the defense is boiling down to and what they're hinging their hopes on? They are saying that George Floyd had an embolism in his heart, and that's what killed him. And I'm like, nah, he probably would have still been alive today.
Before he got shot.
Yeah.
See, embolism. See, that's the thing is embolisms happen because of stress.
Right.
So saying that, you know, his heart was being stressed at the time.
Yeah.
I wonder what could have stressed his heart.
Yeah.
I don't know. Somebody pressing in there. Hands against their chest really hard.
Yeah, exactly.
Their knee on the back of your fucking throat.
That too.
Let's even get caught up on chat real quick. Freak says, Frank didn't like the original Poltergeist because he knew the people whose headstones were moved and you're exiled. and Weiland is exiled for laughing at that. Freak5 says, my stinko is I got a 3-day stint in Facebook jail, probably because you posted that lewd picture of yourself, Freak5. Weiland says, you don't mistake a taser with a gun. Exactly the point I was making, Weiland. There's no way. There's no way. Those police are trained. Like, they know what they're doing. So I think Breakman's theory is right. She was – or was it a she? I'm pretty sure it was a she, right?
Yeah.
She was training that officer to be able to get away with murder. And just watch what happens. It's going to get away with murder. So we can kill the police. They're a gang. Freak5 says.
Well, she's not even going to get charged with murder. It's like negligence or something. Like, that's the most they can ever charge a cop. And I saw that with the right wing, like, lawyers. They overcharge with these police usually. They can't really charge them with murder because these cops don't go out there with the intent to kill somebody. And that's in the
bullshit.
Law. That's like written.
Bullshit.
It's like.
What do you.
Like,
What do you think is going to happen if you shoot
words.
Somebody?
Like, to them, words and the tools are more important than the lives that are lost.
Breakman, let's say there was a situation where you were in trouble and you were defending yourself, right? What do you think is going to happen if you shoot somebody in the chest, Breakman? What do you think is going to happen, honestly? You think they're just going to get up and walk away from that? I mean, most likely they're going to die, and you know they're going to die, right? Mm-hmm. Cops know right. this. They know how lethal their fucking weapons are. And I'm going to go one up on you, Freak Five.
And they're trained to kill. That's another thing. Like, people right. don't realize that when gun,
center
when
mass.
Police are taught to shoot. They're taught to kill to bring down the threat.
Center mass. Right.
When they start opening fire, they do not stop firing until the quote-unquote threat is down.
Right.
They're trained that way.
Let's see. I'm going to go one up on you, Freak Five. I don't think the police are a gang. You know what they really are? They're domestic terrorists. They're the biggest domestic terrorists that we got, even more so than the white nationalists and all those idiots at the Capitol. The police are the number one terrorist in our nation. That's not hyperbole.
They've been nationwide. The FBI has been reporting for years that white nationalists have been infiltrating police force across the country.
Yep. And it's true. And they have a license to kill, and they don't care. And a lot of them have tattoos that are white nationalists.
And look at what happened with that, you know, with Kyle Rittenhouse or whatever the fuck name was.
Rittenhouse.
Like, he just walks right through them like they were not. Like, they just let him walk on by after he just murdered people, you know?
Yeah.
They didn't even look at him twice. Because he's, you know, one of them.
Yeah.
He's a white nationalist, you know?
I can't believe that, Freak Five, man. That got you banned from fucking Facebook for 3 days. It was just a picture, man, like a meme, man. This is
What did he get banned from Facebook for 3 days for?
I gotta check.
I got it in mine. I don't know if he sent you.
He sent me. I'm looking
okay.
Out.
Yeah.
Come on, load phone. Don't do this to me. Don't load. Don't not load now. Come on.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Really, phone?
Yeah. Yeah. It was just so benign, man. Like it was funny as hell, man. It was about Disney Plus, but it's just
it'll load one of these days.
It's stupid, fuck. Man. It's funny as hell. I like that.
Meanwhile, they let QAnon and liars like Trump Jr. and shit be prevalent all over.
Right, man.
Services.
It's so dumb.
I'm just this pisses me off so much.
It does, man. It's so bad. I can't wait till you see that picture though. Let's see. Those police probably heard gunshots and let a guy with a gun walk by them.
Yeah,
exactly.
Whatever his fucking name is.
Yeah, I'll send it to you. He's going to send it to you too, Eric. It's pretty funny. Pretty funny. I don't want to show it on the stream. If you got banned on Facebook, I'll probably get banned on Twitch for showing it, Freak Five. Otherwise, I would. I totally would. Okay,
and
anything else?
Retrieve tweets at this time. Why? Why? Yeah. Why?
Right. Breakman, anything else?
No, why?
Eric, what's your stinko?
My stinko is, let's see. First of all, just having to deal with the aftermath of my vaccine shot, which is my sweeto. I got my first vaccine shot.
Oh, cool.
But your immune system, if it's working, your immune system will kick your ass probably.
Yeah.
And so my muscles were all sore for most of the rest of that day.
It
was on Wednesday where it was my first day on suspension for my job from being late too many times and calling off because I wasn't feeling well. Because, no sick days. And being a minute late is the thing that did me in. And
being a minute late? That's fucking ridiculous. Ridiculous, man.
It's
how dare you pick five year exile
seconds at that point, but anyways, so yeah, like towards the end of that day my muscles were all sore and it was good for a better part of Thursday, and now I'm dealing with throat issues. I thankfully took Friday off because I knew I was probably gonna feel like crap the next day, and sure enough I catch a small bug.
Yeah Well, I mean, I'm glad that you got it, Eric. That's good. You're halfway there, dude. I mean, I'm getting mine tomorrow, so, you know. All right.
But the other stinko is having to unfriend a family member because three strikes out a rule and about equivocating that that they're fed up with the LGBT getting in their face about their rights when they have to fight every day for them, and that's why, and they're trying to get people to care so that they'll vote okay. for people who won't legislate terrible laws.
Let me interrupt you. When you say get in their face, you mean like on social media, right? You don't mean like there are people actually getting in their face.
No, I'm talking like, no, they're literally talking about the people who are always talking about their rights.
Right. That, and that's
like it's an inconvenience to them.
Yeah, and that's what I mean. That's my point is they're acting like this is something that's personally directed at them when it's not.
Yeah, and, well, they're also the same type of person that complained about the Dr. Seuss things. That
oh, boy. That's so stupid. So dumb.
And they're a pro-lifer, so they're probably also pro-Trump. Yeah. So I was like, you know what? I don't need to be your friend. I don't want to see your shit anymore.
Right. I agree.
Pro-life, pro-guns. Yeah, pro-war.
You know, people get upset for me with me when I say things like I could care less if that person dies or stuff like that, but it's the only way that I can have, because I'm not going to actually go kill somebody, you know.
They're also my much older cousin. They're Gen Xer.
Oh boy. I just think that like I'm kind of misunderstood at times. Like normally I wouldn't wish harm on anybody, but if you're a fucking piece of shit, like for instance, Breakman, these white nationalist cops, I don't have any sympathy when somebody takes a gun and shoots them. I don't. I have zero fucking sympathy for people like that. I just don't. And like this Chauvin guy, like they're making a big deal out of this trial and he's most likely going to get off. But if he gets like 5 years of jail, so be it. I hope they give him 5 years of jail in a max security prison and he has to deal with some of the people that he put behind bars. So,
yeah,
you know.
A lot of these cops we catch on video, like they have histories of like getting reported on for violence or shit like that they've done in their personal lives, they've done on the job. There have been complaints. All these cops, there's always complaints, and they get protected by the union. They got protected by the other cops and shit like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's the thin blue line has to come in to protect the cop over anything else.
That's another thing that bothers me. The cops are one of the only groups in America that can get away with desecrating the American flag. And it pisses me off, man. I've had too many family members that are in the military to, you know.
The police union is the only union the Republicans like.
I know. And it's weird. Like, it's really weird. If you're in on unions, then be in on unions, you know.
I know. They hate unions so much, but they defend the police union.
Right.
Like,
they wanted to you know, disband the people that were trying to unionize Amazon. But, oh, the police union, that's a great union, you know.
But anyways, my other stinko is less of a stinko and more of a free-for-all, I guess, because we could talk about the mentality of people who just don't understand vaccines or they do, but they don't seemingly care about the consequences of what they can say sometimes. Because I saw a post from someone on Facebook that said, the post was basically asking the question, would you go into a restaurant that didn't require its employees to wear a mask and they weren't wearing a mask?
Yeah.
And they said, because if I had the vaccine, which I do, yes, but I basically told this person the reasons why it's still a bad idea.
Yeah, it's still bad.
They said they understood, but they didn't, because if they did, they wouldn't have said that.
Right. They wouldn't have made that initial point.
And I had to give them the third degree and basically treat them like a child. Because they don't understand.
I mean, it's really weird. Like,
I
saw,
I need to get them to care.
You know, people are upset about wearing masks, but there was a really good like cartoon showing you why you should wear a mask, right? If you,
they got mad at me and told me to fuck off.
No, but actually,
they have since deleted the post, so I think I might have gotten through them.
Yeah, here's
go ahead and say what you want, Frank. I have something else I want to say too.
There was a cartoon showing why you should wear a mask, right? And it was a guy peeing on another guy, right? This is specifically
about why you should wear the mask even after getting the vaccine.
Right. I understand, but my point was this, like, the mask wearing was always a no-brainer for me. And matter of fact, I was thinking about like doing it before, just wearing a mask out in public just to try to, you know, prevent
not
myself
get sick by other people,
yeah,
cuz I can't trust anybody else.
Right. So there was a real cool cartoon where a man was peeing on another man, right? This is no mask, right? So he just whips it out and he's peeing and he's getting all over himself and the other guy. And then the next one was this is you know, with a mask, and it's a guy just trying to pee, and he just pees in his pants, and it stays within himself, right, rather than other people. So it's a good illustration of why masks are important. You know, it just keeps those particles from getting to another person.
And I'm going to read
this. Let me this right here will sum up why masks are important, why we should have been wearing masks all the time. Influenza cases in the United States the last 5 years,
yeah.
2016 through 2017, 29 million.
Yeah.
2017 through 2018, 45 million. That's probably like 40, 50,000 deaths. Right. Average for those. 36 million in 2019.
Yep.
38 million in 2019. I'm sorry. 2018 was 36, and 2019 is 38 million. 2020, 1,500.
Yep. Not a lot of people with flu. Because
we went from 38 million to less than 10,000.
I haven't even got my flu shot, and honestly, at this point, I don't know if I will, because I'll just continue to wear a mask, and I could probably avoid getting the flu.
Yeah, I that's
and
a good
point.
I'll
just wait until the next flu season.
That's a great.
Avoid it if other people still have it, though. Yeah. It only protects you a little bit. Like, the masks are more protection for others.
Yeah, right, the flu season's basically over at this point.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
No, but that's a great point, Breakman. Like, I think it's a good idea to wear masks out in public even after the pandemic is over.
It'll protect you from colds, too.
Yeah.
Yep.
I agree. And then, you know, maybe we'll.
But specifically about have why wearing the mask is still important after getting vaccine, because one very important reason is the vaccines aren't 100% foolproof.
Yeah.
Number two, there are different strains of the vaccine, and whatever vaccine you've got might not
work as well.
Strain.
Yep. It might work somewhat, but you still have a chance of, yep. No, you're right.
And then even if you're vaccinated, you still might be a spreader, because you might be spreading the virus even if it's on your body and you're
right.
not getting sick.
Right.
You're a carrier.
Yeah, you can be a carrier.
You can get immunocompromised people.
Right, right.
How dare you come with common sense and science, Eric? Right.
And we're still at a point at trying to reduce the overall infection rate.
Right.
And it's still high.
Yeah, it's still very high.
And lots of other people still can't get the vaccines anyway.
Yeah. Although I will say it's really encouraging.
The Johnson & Johnson setback, that's a huge problem.
I don't think it's that big of a deal.
It's a low percentage, but they still have to deal with it.
Yeah, I think they need to look at that Johnson & Johnson vaccine, but even the numbers don't bear out to where you should just be afraid of it. You know, I mean,
and then
just,
there are people.
No,
that are,
I didn't say I was afraid of it, but they've a lot of, like, Ohio's just said, no, we won't, we're not using.
I just saw on Twitter a couple of hours ago about a dude who got one Pfizer's vaccine and one Moderna. So, yeah, that's not great.
That's not great either.
I don't know if it was their fault or if it was the fault of the people administering it.
It's the fault of the people that are administrating, because you get a card, and that card tells you exactly what strain or what type of vaccine you got.
Either he didn't have the card on him or they didn't look at it.
Let me get caught up on chat real quick here. Freak5 says, my job gives 1 point if you're absent, 2 points if it's a holiday or weekend, half a point if you're late, maybe 1 point if you're really late, 10 points and you are terminated. They disappear after a year. So you get 10 of those. That's actually kind of generous.
For me, they disappear after a certain number of days.
Yeah.
Like you get up to 5 occurrences, then you get suspended. But if you get another occurrence within that period, then you're terminated, but they fall off pretty quickly. And so it's there just to cut back against people who are just skipping work.
Yeah. MXT says, sorry, the baby was crying again. He's talking about his PS5 that he had to do sexual favors to get. Wyland says, it's like that where I work. MXT says, my job didn't even want to give me paternity leave for my little Sony girl. How dare you, MXT?
You need to sue your company. That's ridiculous.
Freak5 says,
discriminated against.
Yeah, against the PS5.
Paternity leave for redownloading all those PS4 games.
Exactly. Exactly. Although now I think you can transfer them now. All right. Depending on traffic.
You can get an external now, but still not no real SSDs that are external that support the PS5 yet.
Yeah. Depending on traffic, I might be a couple minutes late. Do they still count that if you're a couple minutes, Freak5? That's ridiculous. Never missed a day, so I can be late 20 times
a year.
Well,
I don't have the traffic excuse since I live about 5 minutes away. But it's like still I have to worry about trains. So.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I've been late more than that. They don't always record it. That's good, Wyland. That's a
and
good
company. And it doesn't
– are trains a bigger problem in other states like they are in Ohio? Like they're always – causing so much traffic problems for us here.
Fuck trains. That's what I have to say.
Even though I'm so close, like, there's a train almost every 10 minutes.
I'll never understand trains, man, unless they get it up to speed
and,
with bullet
like,
trains.
I could leave earlier, but, like, the problem is I'm already up at 6 o'clock in the morning because of my schedule, and it's hard to get up.
Yeah.
Ohio and then it's hard trains. To drag myself to a job that I now hate because I've been working 10 hours nonstop, basically, because they don't have anybody to do my shift at second shift.
MXT says there's a lady at work who got her vaccine and then got COVID. She probably didn't get both, MXT, and probably, you know, just...
only can cover so much. They can only cover, like, certain strains and stuff like that. That's the thing with the influenza vaccines is... the experts kind of had to guess as to what strains of influenza are going to be big that year. Sometimes they're right, sometimes they're wrong.
Yeah,
but because of like mutations with COVID and stuff like that. And,
I wonder, I know
somebody on Twitter that got COVID even though he got the first vaccine. Maybe it's because he got it before he got the shot administered.
There's
so
also
maybe.
The other thing that there's no such thing as 100%.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Not even condoms are 100%.
I'm wondering
effective.
To
like
your
COVID,
point about
vaccines going to be probably like 80-90% effective.
Right.
So there are going to be something like some people are going to get sick.
Yeah. Breakman. I'm wondering if this is going to have an effect on the flu virus in general, like if it really did a number on the flu virus and it's not going to be as bad. You know what I mean? Like we're going to have some type of weird
virus warfare.
I would like to think that, but with what happened with things like the measles and shit, I doubt it because fucking anti-vaxxers.
Yeah. Frank, can you hotbox yourself with your mask? How dare you, sir? Freak fire,
I just wish that some people would take viruses more seriously.
Yeah. You can transfer it takes forever.
I wish there was no such thing as an anti-vaxxer.
I agree. I wish that as well. You know, there's...
There's a reason why people made the just because you got the vaccine doesn't mean you can do whatever memes on the internet.
Right.
Because
okay.
You find the fact that you know they're trying to teach a lesson but also be funny.
Right. Okay. Let me go through
say something ridiculous, but they say that because it's not that hard.
All right. I'm gonna go through my stinkos.
Or at least it shouldn't be.
I'm gonna go through my stinkos real quick here, guys. All right. My car. Is broke down.
That sucks.
Really sucks, and it's already costing me some money, and it's going to cost me a lot more. So hopefully that can get fixed in a day or so. I don't know, and it's just bullshit. Somebody let my dog out here at this house, so my dog is missing. So if you're in the Denver area.
Dude!
Yep. Yeah. If you're in the Denver area, the East Denver in particular, and you... find a tan Chihuahua female. Most likely it's mine. Although we did get a little bit of good news, which I'll go through in my suite regarding that. Basically, we may have a lead on where my dog is, so that's kind of good. Lisa gives us hope. And of course, it snowed, so it was freezing these couple days. So my dog's been out there. Hopefully, this is. I mean, we got a picture. It looks kind of like her. You know, so hopefully it's her and we'll get her back. So,
resting bitch face, so it
kind of looks like our dog. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Okay. Next, Bobert and Green in the House are pieces of shit because they voted against renewing the bill that is a national bone marrow donation program, and they're the only two in Congress to vote against that. Astonishing. If you didn't hate Boebert and Green before, that should pretty much tell you everything you need to know about those two pieces of shit. And these are two people that if they happened to get into a car accident or a plane crash and they were the only ones that died, I'd feel okay. I wouldn't feel bad about it. And the shooting that happened in Indianapolis, 8 people dead. Breakman's absolutely correct. Gun laws in this country are just completely out of whack and crazy.
Republicans keep saying the answer is more guns. Like, we gotta get guns in everybody's hands. We need the teachers armed. We need doctors armed.
Right.
Like, everybody's gotta be armed. We have more guns in this country than we have people.
Right.
That's because the U.S. is all about capitalism. Capitalism is all about having property and not lives.
And we have more mass shootings and more gun deaths, even, like, average than other countries.
I'm pretty sure we average one a day now, right, man? So, And that's, I mean, we're number one. We're number one. Woohoo! That, you know, take that jingoism, you know, further. Freak Pipe says, what makes me laugh is the assholes calling me a sheep for getting the vaccines are the same people who claim to be lambs of God. Exactly.
You know, people calling you sheep when they're all worried about, when they're worried about conspiracy theories involving planting microchips on us, when they've already got a tracking device called a cell phone.
Right.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Or camera on every fucking corner, and, you know, I just don't understand it. MXT says, Frank's first dog was a Stegosaurus. You are exiled. And Freak 5 is exiled because he says, my first cat was a saber-toothed tiger.
Haven't you heard the, we're wearing masks. It's like back in what the Nazis used to do. The Jews are being marked.
Oh boy, that's so stupid. So that means like everybody that goes into a restaurant now is all of a sudden a Jewish person that's going to be persecuted in a gas chamber. That is so stupid. Yeah. Fucking
logic.
Well,
people are still going into stores. Keep seeing videos like, you can't tell me not to come in here. Like
yes, you can. Yes, you can. If you're a private business,
what are you stupid? Like the education system in this country must be broken or.
Oh,
like,
that's
there are a lot
that's
of people that are graduating that shouldn't, because how do these people get out? I mean, ugh.
Yeah. Let's see. No. What we need is to give everyone mobile suits. That'd be pretty badass, MXT. Freak 5 says, until black people start getting guns. That's true, Freak 5. And you know what? You know how that theory...
I just saw the picture of Freak 5 saying, that is so dumb.
I know. It's funny, though.
Facebook
but...
is so stupid.
Yeah. You don't live in the hood where they aim for 2 to 3 minimum. I said on average, MXT. Freak 5 is absolutely correct, and you hardly ever hear me say that because it's Freak 5, but he says until black people get guns. You know how that theory has been proven 100% correct? Look at the Black Panthers. What happened to the Black Panthers? The minute that black people got guns, right, and asserted their rights – they took them away and put a bunch of them in jail. So, you know, it's like, come on. It's pretty obvious what's going on here. It's really, really obvious. All right. So I did that. I did the shooting. I did Bobert and Green pieces of shit. Did my dog. Broke car. Okay. So I had a shit week, guys. Great. So let's move on to Sweetos.
Dude, what does my say?
That's right.
Sweeto of the week.
All right, Breakman, you're Sweeto of the week.
Hey, it's a... temporary Sweeto. I'm gonna like cross our fingers and hopes this happens type Sweeto.
But
Biden has declared that he is gonna get us out of Afghanistan.
I believe it when I see it.
I know. That's why it's like a
he already kind of walked back on it though.
He already has. Are you kidding me? Jesus Christ.
I mean, Republican pressure. I mean, Republicans are pressing the Republican president of ours, Biden, to you know, and this is Eric's right. He kind of backtracked on that a little bit, but we'll see. I'll give him a shot. I mean, he's done a few good things.
Yeah, like I said, this is
that could have been a tactical measure to get them off his back, but who knows?
Yeah.
This is like a temporary. Like I don't think you know this is positive, true going to happen. But I hope this will happen type thing. But yeah, great. Yeah. So he's already backtracked. That's fucking wonderful.
Yeah, and Freak 5 is historically accurate in chat. He says the NRA advocated for gun control because of the Black Panthers. Exactly right. Exactly right. So why can't...
The only three times there have been major gun control in this country moves have been that time, the attempt on Ronald Reagan's life, and when Bill Clinton banned assault rifles.
Yep.
Those were like the only big gun things that have ever happened, like anti-gun. But yet I still hear Republicans scream, they're taking away our guns. They're taking away our guns. Yeah. Obama's going to take away our guns.
Right. Because,
you know,
I mean.
Gun sales increased when Obama was president.
Thanks, so. Obama. You know, it's like, I know, man. It's so weird. Sweetos, my job, gave everyone in my department a $50 gift card to a really nice steakhouse. Which should go as far as, like, your meal, Freak 5. You know, I mean, $50. That's awesome, Freak 5. That's really cool. All right. Anything else, Break?
Well, you give me the $50 gift card, and I'll give you my leftovers or something. But
I thought you were going to say you would give him a BJ. That's what I thought you were going to say, man.
I was going to offer a BJ from you.
Oh, well, that's not going to work, man. You know, I'm taken. So, you know, and I'm very, very loyal. So that's not going to happen. Especially with free play.
Hey, Eric, do you want to do a job for me?
Maybe MXT. I mean, he's already done some of that stuff for that PS5. So, you know, you might be okay with that. All right, anything else, Break?
No, I mean, I hope to God, please get us out of these fucking wars. This senseless violence across the globe.
I know. Break, man, we need to get out of the Middle East, period. Like let them deal with...
We need to defund the American Empire.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that.
Military bases across the globe out of other countries. Like, it's like being an occupying force in some of these countries. Like, it's just... Yeah. And government wants to complain about all the money we spend and lose and stuff like that. Well, we'll save a lot of money if we stopped all that shit, now wouldn't we?
Yeah,
if
exactly.
we stopped sending our troops to go live in Germany because, you know, we have to have a presence there.
I don't understand that.
Germans might eat us if there's a war that breaks out or something.
That's the biggest mystery to me is why we're still in Germany, Breakman. Like World War II happened in 1940 fucking two. Like, there's no...
Well, that's the excuse they use now, is that these are our allies, so if they need our help now, we're right there.
How about they say, we don't want you here, and when we need you, we'll afford you, you know, the luxury of being here. You know, but until then, get the fuck out and stay out. You know?
The thing is, probably, like, our government would probably sanction them, you know.
Right, which is dumb.
They'd hit them hard in ways that to make them do what they're bidding.
And by the way, these fucking sanctions against Russia are just stupid. They're just dumb. Like, that's another thing that Biden announced that I was just, like, shaking my head. Like, why do we want rising tensions with Russia of all fucking people, man? Russia and China are the two countries that I'm like, let's not fuck with
those. All know why Trump wanted the sanctions lifted, but...
I disagree with you, Frank. I think we need to sanction the hell out of Russia, because that was the only thing that was stopping them from doing something.
It's not... You know how many sanctions we put on Russia and it never does a fucking thing, Breakman? Like,
not against Putin, no, because we don't do it against him, but it has done things to some of his rich allies.
Yeah, but it doesn't stop them from doing anything, so I never understood these fucking things.
It's like,
you know?
Swatting the ants, but not going after the queen.
Right, that's exactly right. That's a good point. Let's see. Freak says, I was checking out the menu. I could either have a fucking awesome menu, or me and my wife could each have a good meal. Go with the latter, man. You might, you know, end up getting lucky that night, man. MXT says,
maybe you'll get a dinner and a show.
Yeah, there you go. I'm a proud mama bear. You hear me, Frank? Okay, MXT, I hear you. Another sweeto, Freak 5 says, I'm creeping up on 1,000 unique beers checked in on Untappd. At 995 right now. That's awesome, Freak 5. I mean, not that it's awesome that you're drinking a lot, but it's awesome that you've experienced that much beers, man. And what Freak 5 doesn't say is that was in one weekend. So there you go. MXT says Russia doesn't mess around. They'll fuck stuff up. Yeah, they certainly will. Russia and China are the two countries that really scare me, and maybe on the periphery, North Carolina. Well, North Carolina scares me too, but
so
North Korea.
MXT suplexes phantom trains too, doesn't he?
Christians want rising tensions because they are eagerly awaiting Armageddon, Freak 5 says. Yeah, I know, Freak 5. That's kind of scary, actually, if you think about it. Don't mess with Mama Bear Cubs, Frank. Suplexes everything. How dare you, MXT? All right, let's see. Since Freak 5 says no, since May of... No, yeah, right. That was last weekend for you, Freak 5. MXT says North Carolina couldn't even win the Civil War. Nothing to fear here. Yeah, but they have, like... I was watching this video of, like worst small towns to live in, and, like, North Carolina was well represented in the top 10, man. Like, there was, like, two or three towns from North Carolina. I can't remember them offhand. I think one of them was, like, Columbus or something. I don't know. But there were like, I was like, damn, I'm not going to North Carolina anytime soon. Okay. Or as they say,
I mean,
North
Carolina. They gave us Lindsey Graham, so what do you expect?
Exactly. Okay. My sweetos, real quick, the vaccine, of course, I'm getting that tomorrow. Bernie got her first one today. Let's see. Tomorrow I'm getting mine.
How sore is Bernie?
How sore are you right now, Bernie?
My whole arm hurts.
Yeah, it's a... It's,
my fingers feel numb.
What?
My fingers feel kind of numb.
Well, you shouldn't have left him in his butt that long.
How dare you?
That was fun morning.
How dare you both, man? How dare you both? Okay. Also, I put this in the Sweeto, but it's kind of the weird in-between department. I may have to retract some of my comments I made about Johnny Depp a few months back when we were talking about how he beat the shit out of Amber Heard and he was a piece of shit and blah, 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 because there's, like, new evidence that shows he was kind of telling the truth the whole time.
Really?
There's body cam footage from a cop that entered the... Amber Heard said that there was all kinds of glass strewn all over. There was a big mess in the apartment. He beat the hell out of her, et cetera, et cetera. But the body cam footage shows no such thing, man. Everything was perfect order. There was no glass. People walking around in socks. So the evidence is more and more going on the side of Johnny Depp. So, you know, I mean, oof. I mean, I might have to swallow my pride on that one. And, you know.
Yeah, I refuse. I'm going to double down.
Well, I'd say even I'm going to say even if this true is true, wouldn't he still have all the other accounts that have him being a shithead?
Well, none of those other ones were verified at all, Eric. I've been kind of looking at some of it. A lot of it is disputed. I don't know what to think about Johnny Depp right now. To me, it's, I'm leaning towards Johnny Depp's side of the story on this particular incident, man. So, you know. Amber Heard is Mira. Mira wouldn't lie, MXT says. Yeah. Freak Pie says, I watched Revenge of the Nerds 1 and 2 this week. I have to check IMDb to see what else actors have done. You should look up the Confederate statue in Graham, North Carolina. You'll love that story. Oh, Burlington, I think, was one of those on the list, MXT. He also says, Frank, did you see Anthony Agogo on AEW? First thing I've liked on there. How dare you, MXT? AEW's good. Anthony Agogo's good, and he's a good commentator. They tried him out commentating first, but, you know, he's a good dude and good wrestler. Let's see. The actor that played Lamar was the voice of the Paladin in Diablo 2Z. Oh, yeah, Diablo 2. Burlington is my home.
From Revenge of the Nerds, right?
Yes. That's awesome, man. I didn't know that, Freak Five.
It's kind of, as you watch it now, it's just like, oh, man, like, these guys are fucking criminal motherfuckers. Yeah. Like, they spied on those girls.
Yes.
God damn.
Like, I know. You have to look at it in a different lens now, for sure, man. It's weird. Weiland says Mira can't keep her accent straight.
You mean, like, the character from DC?
Yeah. Yeah, the Mira from Aquaman. Okay.
Yeah, apparently she's got a different accent in Aquaman than she does in the...
Snyder Cut?
Yeah, Snyder Cut.
Yeah.
To be fair, the Snyder Cut was made way before Aquaman was. Yeah. So.
I really like the Snyder Cut, by the way, Weiland. I don't think you were on last week when I talked about it. The Snyder Cut is aces, yeah, in my view. It's really,
yeah,
really
Snyder
good.
Snyder Cut's a lot of fun. A
lot of fun and really good.
It makes up for the Batman versus Superman. Oh my god, that was such a terrible
film. Oh, I know, man. The movies have so many problems.
And I saw the improved version. I can't imagine how bad the original was.
Yeah, I know.
Fuck.
All right, guys, let's get into this.
It's a free for all. It's a free for all.
All right, we're down to round 3 of our tournament to determine the greatest horror icon of all time. So why don't we get into it, guys? What do you guys want to start off? The top or the bottom here?
I want to start from the butt. Let's go from the butt.
Okay, from the butt we will start. Eric, you okay with that?
Yeah.
All right, Ms. Pac-Man versus Link. Who you got, Eric?
I'm gonna vote for Link.
Okay.
Yeah, I got, as far as icons go, I think. I mean, people I don't know. The older generation's more familiar with Pac-Man and Miss Pac-Man. I know some people don't really know, like, Nintendo. They just know arcade games.
Yeah, that's more old school people. Like,
yeah,
us,
you're right.
You know?
I'm going to go with Link.
I think I'm going to go with Link as well. It's real close for me, though. Ms. Pac-Man's definitely a huge icon, but Link it is. Link sweeps on through the next round. Next matchup, Solid Snake versus Ryu. I'm going to go with Breakman first. Who are you picking on this one? This is a tough matchup, man.
Oh, man, I'm going Street fucking Fighter, bitch.
All right, that was quick and simple.
Snake is going to get his ass Hadoukened and everything else.
Although
Snake might be the greatest soldier, but I don't think he can go up against mysticism very well.
I beg to differ because there's a little bit of mysticism with Solid Snake and the
Vulcan Raven, but like Vulcan Raven still used machinery.
No. I'm talking about the cardboard box, Eric. I mean, you can't forget about the cardboard box. So
he hides it in where you can't find it.
Right. If you can't find a character to kill, I mean, there you go. So what say you, Eric?
That only works, though, if he is in the box first, though.
Yeah, good point. Good point.
I'm going with you.
All right. Wyland says, might as well give all the Nintendo characters a pass. That's not entirely true, Wyland. There have been a couple of them that have been defeated already. Toad and Princess Peach comes to mind. I'm going to go with Ryu as well. It was close for me, but Ryu moves on. All right. So far, we're in total agreement. I can't believe it. All right. Here's a big matchup here. Master Chief versus Pikachu. I'm going to go first on this one. My heart wants to say Master Chief because I think he's a newer gaming icon. But Pikachu is like, I mean...
Pikachu, fry that fucker.
Yeah, in a fight, I think Pikachu might even win that fight.
No
so,
way.
Yeah, no. I'm going with Pikachu.
Pikachu's got some pretty powerful thunder abilities.
All right, yeah. So I'm going with Pikachu. What say you, Breakman?
The Chief.
All right,
Chief.
Going. So Eric, you...
Famous robot.
Pikachu could use agility to run around Master Chief's gunfire.
Yeah. Freak Fight says Ryu is going to give Snake a drag...
In the world of Nintendo, but in the world of not the Master Chief, because the bullet's going to be way faster.
Yeah. Let's see. Freak Fight says Ryu is going to give Snake a dragon uppercut up his ass. Yeah, I agree. All right. What say you, Eric? Pikachu or Master Chief?
I'm going to go with Pikachu. I still don't think Master Chief's a very good character.
It's not about being a good character. It's about being iconic, and there's no question.
I don't think he's even that iconic.
Yeah, I agree.
I think lots of people just like him. And,
well, I think he's changed the way we look at space marines.
I agree.
Every armor's... I mean, even though it was... Doom guy armor to begin with, like everything's really modeled after what the Chief is.
Did you just say bullets are faster than lightning? Wyland says, I don't know.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah, this is, lightning is definitely faster than a bullet, yes, and agility is faster than you're giving it credit for. Have you seen the anime?
Let's see, Freak 5, the sequel, talking about the bellhop. One of the alpha beta says, Ogre, did this guy call you a homo, and Ogre gets mad and throws him off the balcony. Yeah, there's still a little bit of that, you know.
But okay. He was pointing out in the first one there really
wasn't,
like, yeah, like there's an openly gay character who doesn't get harassed for being gay in an 80s movie. That was kind of a surprise, you're right.
Yeah, okay. Next matchup we got for you guys here, Sonic versus the Dragon Quest Slime. Breakman, this is a close one. What are you thinking?
As much as I love the slime, I named my cat Sonic, for God's sake.
Ooh, okay.
She's sitting on my lap right now, right, Sonic?
No, there you go.
Say something, Sonic. Damn it, cat. God.
I know, cats never do what you want them to do, man, ever. All right, Eric, what say you, Sonic or Dragon Quest Slime?
I think even if we were to take the context of Dragon Quest Slime, even by Japanese standards into account, Sonic, I think, is still more iconic.
Yeah, as much as it pains me, I have to agree with you guys.
He's influenced a lot of the platforming games that came out since.
Yeah, I agree.
And he's
okay.
Got his own movie with Jim Carrey, so sad.
Yeah. Okay, next matchup. Ooh, this is a good one. Samus Aran versus Mega Man. Eric, what say you?
Gonna have to say Mega Man because Metroid as a series just wasn't as popular in Japan as it was the rest of the world. And even then, Samus was basically more popular in America than it was in Europe, because Nintendo was more popular in America than it was in Europe.
Okay. All right. Breakman, what say you?
Yeah, I think the Mega Drive was more popular over there, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's, yeah, like, some countries, like, it's kind of weird that that was took off where Nintendo took off for us. No, it's definitely Mega Man. As much as I like Samus, I don't think she's beloved as Mega Man, as a known character as Mega Man. For instance, like, these little pop lights I've got. What are they called? I forget what they're called, but they're little 8-bit lights. They're, like, different variations of Mega Man. I think there's one Samus, but there's, like, several different Mega Man, you know? Like, yeah. Several different Mario, stuff like that.
All right,
He's more iconic.
I lean slightly towards Samus on this one, but I have to take the overall kind of, you know, worldly view of it, and definitely Mega Man is probably a bigger gaming icon. So you guys get your wish. Mega Man moves on. But good luck next round, because he's going to go up against either Simon Belmont or Sweet Tooth. I'm going to go first on this one. This is a no-brainer for me. I think Simon Belmont is a much bigger icon than Sweet Tooth. Eric, what say you?
Simon as well.
All right, Breakman.
Oh wow. Everybody knows Belmont, so
yeah. Okay. All right, next matchup: Lara Croft versus Dr. Wily. Breakman, you do the honors.
Oh, as much as I love Dr. Wily, I think Lara Croft she's a more known name because it's a female, you know, and it's. Like Angelina Jolie played her, and it's like, oh, big boobs, you know, that
and
kind of
plus,
thing.
And plus, Mega Man's more iconic than Dr. Wily is, so.
Yeah, that's true, too.
All right, I think we're all in agreement.
And we need some kind of female representation in here.
Yep, the only female to make it this far, Lara Croft, okay. And hopefully, I think she's going to run into a buzz on next. But last matchup for today, guys, Mario versus Scorpion. I'm going to go first on this one. Both super iconic, right? But I don't think there's any question. Mario's a bigger, way bigger icon worldwide.
And you might be surprised. I think Mario would win in that fight.
I doubt it. I doubt it. I think
like, don't you know that Mario's like, he's got lore behind him. Like, he's like one of several star children, and that means they can access a power that's like hard to match.
He can He can use the superstar, which makes him invincible. Scorpion.
Yeah, that's
have
true.
That.
That's true.
But Scorpion's already dead too, so yeah. Mario can't really kill him.
You know? Yeah. Mario can get rid of him for a bit though.
You can knock him off the ledge. Yeah, come back from that, bitch.
Wyland's making a pitch for Scorpion here. He says Scorpion has a movie coming out next
week.
Yeah,
but you're a Mortal Kombat whore.
I like Mortal Kombat quite a bit, actually. Eric too. All right, I think we're all in agreement. I think we're all in agreement, right? Mario moves on.
Yeah.
All right, so these are the matchups for next week. We're going to crown the champion next week.
And
we're
it's
down.
Not his movie. It's called Mortal Kombat.
We're down to...
No, it's his movie. The other people are just there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I get it now.
Mario like kills Spider-Man. Other
like,
dead
it was
things.
Really, it was really...
Cyborg.
Yeah, it was really Cyborg's movie. Everybody else is kind of there.
No hope for that movie, really, Wayland? I think it looks kind of good. I don't know. Freak Five's right. He doesn't really kill the dry bones, Freak Five. He just
and you can kill them if you knock them in the
if
lawn.
You have a star or something.
Are they really
ways to kill them, but for most part they just come back up.
Are they really, how do you know they're dead, Eric? They're not dead.
Yeah, but they're not going to be bothering anybody for quite some time.
Right. Well, they'll be turned to ash probably, huh? Okay. Yeah. So these are the matchups for next week. We got Mario versus Lara Croft. That should be a lot of fun.
That always make me wonder, like, do the dry bones, when their bones turn to ash, do they just turn into booze?
Simon Belmont versus Mega Man. That's going to be a huge matchup. Sonic versus Pikachu and Ryu versus Link. I'm surprised Ryu lasted this long, man. But cool, man. Those are great matchups. I think I don't think anybody's going to be disappointed when we crown the champion next week. If I had money to put on it, I would put it on Pikachu. I'm just saying. I don't know. But we'll see. It's going to be interesting. I mean, the smart
even
money.
Even if it's bad, I hope it's like a so bad it's good vibe that the PG-13 had. So it could be a rated R version of that. It'll be good.
He said it'll have some good fights. Well, as you know, as long as this movie has good fights, that's all I want to see.
Yeah,
I
mean, blood and gore
like
and fights.
Godzilla versus King Kong. All I wanted to see was them two fight. You know?
Which, by the way, I gave a 10 to because I not because it's got the greatest plot in the world, but God, it gave us everything we wanted and more. I think I'm thinking the same thing with this Mortal Kombat.
I think expecting good acting in a movie like Mortal Kombat, it's expecting too much anyway.
Yeah, no, I think I would agree. But there you go. That is the lineup for next week.
I just don't want
week.
It to be like the cheese fest that was Annihilation.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. No Annihilation, please, because that would really suck. But okay, we're all set for next week. I think that's a show for today, guys.
Come on, let's... Sonic, say something. You've been sitting on my lap this whole time. If you have to say shit,
just pull her tail. Pull her tail, and then she'll say something.
Right.
She'll scratch your face, too.
Exactly. And you'll say something, too.
And then I'll say something, right.
Okay. That's it for this week, guys. Hey, everybody in chat, thanks so much. We really appreciate it. Everybody listening on the archives, we love you all. Big time. Really, really big time. Okay.
I'll lose my eye the same way Nick Fury did.
Yeah. Exactly. With the Merkin. Okay.
Wait, did he lose his eye or did he get scratched and he was just embarrassed? So he just wore a patch
permanently. Yeah, that's exactly right.
I think he came back later and said he got infected and was what happened.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because it's an alien.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, Breakman, what you got for us for plugs?
You can follow me at Break_Man on Twitter, where you can ask Dear Breakman a question. Like, we have some good questions lately. You know, all your sex questions, we definitely need those.
Yeah, exactly.
Where's Harmy? Harmy's right here, right? Right.
Now I'm going to look for the porno of Mortal Kombat called Portal Combat.
What is it called, Eric?
Portal Combat.
Portal Combat?
No, okay. Hordle.
Hordle Combat. Okay, I get it. Okay. Eric, your plugs, please.
I want to see the fatalities in that game badly.
I do too. That's the reason I'm keeping HBO Max is so I can see that movie, man. I'm really curious.
No, I mean in Mortal Kombat, I want to see.
I want to see the fatalities too, man. That'd be awesome. Okay.
Finish him.
Yeah.
Happy ending.
Yeah, let's do the happy endings. That would be awesome. Instead of babalities, let's have happy endings. You know, that'd be cool. Right. Okay, Eric, your plug, sir.
I'll plug my audio reviews on the feed, which is rpgrinders.podbean.com. And then there's also Boston Bash Brigade. I'm going to be writing two more reviews tomorrow, and who knows when they'll be up. I'll actually get around to doing it this time because I have no more excuses. And I think I've dragged myself out of my funk, so I'm writing again. And anyways, those reviews are on BostonBestBrigade.com, and you can go to my Patreon, which is in my Twitter profile, which is EricRPG, and sending me as little as a dollar would help out. And if you can't do that, maybe you can find somebody who could do that or more. I like to be able to do more. That would be a help for that. Either getting new games or getting new equipment or maintain or maybe getting a new computer so I can do the show better.
Yeah, that'd be great, man. Anything else, Eric?
That's it, really.
All right, you can follow me on Twitter, at Frank Branches. You can follow me on any of the consoles, RP Grinders, capital RPG, on any of the systems that you need to capital. What else here? I want to thank everybody in chat for sure. Let me pull the list of chatters up. Thanks to Freak5, MXT is in there, Christian CIQ. So we had a Christian in there for a bit. Dart Fidget, Extra More, our good friend Wyland. Slagar was in there earlier. Thanks so much, Slagar. Really appreciate it. Hope you had a good time with those fish tacos. Sounds like you had a winner there. Thanks to all of the people listening on archives, whether it be our feed, rpgrinders.podbean.com.
I also want to give thanks to everybody who actually gets a vaccine and pays attention to the science of vaccines fully.
Yes, yes. I want to thank, you know, all of our archive listeners on YouTube, on Twitch especially. Twitch has been huge for us. A lot of support on Twitch. Really, really appreciate it. You know, and other good things to go. Check out Eric's audio reviews on the feed. He's got reviews of Revengeance on there, also Bravely Second, and I can't remember the other one, Eric.
Metal Gear Rising Revengeance, Bravely Second, and Yakuza Like a Dragon.
Oh, Yakuza Like a Dragon was the other one. Okay. Freak Five says, don't forget to subscribe to Bernie's OnlyFans. All I have to say is licorice whips. You betcha, man.
And we talked about it in chat. It's the good licorice.
Yeah, not black licorice. Red licorice.
People are into that.
Ugh, black licorice. Get over here without your pants. Oh, man, that's funny. Okay, anything?
I'm gonna Google search it and see if it's actually real.
Yeah. Go get your vaccine, everybody. It's safe. It's like 99.9% safe. So.
Oh, no, my arm just fell off.
Oh, Bernie's arm just fell off. Never mind. Darn it. Okay. That's about
that's
it.
That's not going to be on OnlyFans, is it?
No, that's not going to be on OnlyFans at all, no. Okay. Anything else, gentlemen?
Have a good weekend. Stay safe.
Yep. All right, everybody. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out. Later, everybody. Get your dance on!
Fetish people always got to run wimp cam shows. Like, God damn it.
The Foot Clan.
The Foot Clan. You guys are nuts, man. We're out. Later, bud.